Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Yevamos. Mishnah Zayin of the 16th Perek is the final Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos. We have been discussing for the past two prakim, Takanos Agunos, the halacha that allows us to accept one witness about a husband's death in order to permit a woman to remarry. Mishnah Zayin tells us the story about how Takanos Agunos became accepted halacha. And the narrator of our story is Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Now, Kiddush HaChodesh, the declaration of Rosh Chodesh, by the basis of having seen the new moon and two witnesses coming and testifying they saw the moon, that's done by the Sanhedrin. It's done by the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing is true when it comes to declaring a leap year. The Jewish calendar is based both on the lunar year and on the solar year. And so the lunar year is shorter than the solar year. And in order to keep the Hebrew calendar in the proper seasons, every couple of years we have to have a leap month. And the insertion of that leap month is declared by the Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. Now, at one point in history, the occupying Roman army, right, this is shortly after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, the occupying Roman army didn't allow the Sanhedrin to meet to declare the leap year. And so Rabbi Akiva traveled to Bavel, presumably with some other members of the Sanhedrin, to sit there in the Beis Din and declare the leap year. So I'm Rabbi Akiva. When I went down, meaning from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, to declare the leap year, Matsasi Nechemya Ish Beis Dili. While I was there, I met another Tana, right? A Tana who was living, an elderly Tana living in Bavel, named Nechemya Ish Beis Dili. Right? That's his name, Nechemya from Beis Dili. Now, Amarli, Nechemya said to me, to Rabbi Akiva, Shamati she'in masina sa'isha b'Eretz Yisrael al p'id echad. I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, the Chachamim require two kosher witnesses to the husband's death before a woman can remarry. El Rabbi Yehudim Babava, except for Rabbi Yehudim Babava, who permits the use of a single witness. I heard that the Chachamim don't agree to Rabbi Babava. He says a single witness, and the Chachamim say you need two kosher witnesses. Vinu Mesilo, I responded to him, says Rabbi Akiva, Kena Dvarim, that's correct. That is, in fact, true. Amarli, so Rabbi Nechemya said to me, to Rabbi Akiva, Emor lehem mishmi, please, when you go back to Eretz Yisrael, say to the Sanhedrin in my name, Atem yodim shemedina meshubeshes begayasos. Listen, I'm old, and you guys know the roads to Eretz Yisrael are dangerous. There are traveling armies, and it's just, I can't do it. And therefore, I can't come myself to tell you, but I'm sending this through Rabbi Akiva. Mikublani mirabban Gamliel Zakein. I have a Mesorah. I learned from Rabbi Gamliel Zakein, who is the grandfather of the current Nasi, right? Rabbi Akiva is a contemporary of Rabbi Gamliel Hasheni, also called Rabbi Gamliel Diavne, the grandson of Rabbi Gamliel Zakein. So I have this elder Tana, Nechemya, says, I have a Mesorah. I have a, I learned from Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein, Shemasina Sa'isha Alpiyadechad. I learned from Gamliel Hazakein that we allow a woman to remarry based on the testimony of one witness. Rabbi Akiva says, okay. And so Kshibasi, when I got back to Eretz Yisrael, I came to the Sanhedrin, and I repeated the story to the Nasi, right, the grandson, Rabbi Gamliel. Samach l'dvarai, he was joyous and celebratory. He was so happy when I said this. The Omar, he said, oh my goodness, matzanu chaver l'Rabbi Yehudim Abava. We found another Tana who says the same thing as Rabbi Yehudim Abava. Now, not only that, but while we were talking about it, says Rabbi Akiva, while we were talking about it, mitocha devarim, nizkar Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel himself said, wait a minute, you know, now that we're saying this, I remember that when I was little, When I was a little boy and my grandfather was the Nasi, Shinehargu Harugim Betel Arza, there was a bunch of people were killed, probably by Roman soldiers, in Tel Arza. And my grandfather let them remarry on the basis of one witness. So, look at that. I remember. So now we have not just Yehuda ben Bava, but we have also Nehemiah Ish Beis Tali, and Rabbi Gamliel himself is remembering that that's what his grandfather said. And so with all this confirmation, the Huchzikol Lios Masin Masin Al Pi Eid Echad. And so the Chachamim declared and confirmed the halacha. One witness is sufficient for Eidos HaIsha to allow a woman to remarry. Not only that, the Chachamim also decreed at the same time, confirmed, v'huchziku, lios masin ed mipi ed, that we accept secondhand testimony, right? The testimony about what you heard rather than what you saw. What you heard somebody else say they saw. Mipi eved, mipi isha, mipi shivcha, also using non-kosher witnesses, like a woman or a slave, a male slave or a female slave, and also, though it's not mentioned here, it's mentioned later in Mishnah, also relatives, right? Except for those five women who we know can't bring the testimony. So that was the decree of Takanos Agunos. Now, it wasn't unanimous. Even after the testimony, there were those who disagreed. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua Omrim, Ein Masiyen Esa Isha Al Pi Edechad. They hold, no. You still need two kosher witnesses. It's nice that Rabbi Gamliel Zaken said that, supposedly. That three people say he said that. Okay, so maybe he did say that, but that's not correct. The halacha should be that we need two kosher witnesses before we can allow a woman to remarry. Obviously, the halacha does not follow them. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva, of course, himself, he got the testimony of Nehemiah, so he does accept it. And he agrees that one witness is sufficient. But he requires that one witness to be a kosher witness. And therefore, he says, yes, one witness, but lo al pi isha, not a woman, v'lo al pi eved, not a slave, v'lo al pi shivcha, not a female slave, v'lo al pi krovim, and not relatives. It has to be a kosher witness. So wait a minute. Say the Chacham Rabbi Akiva, you agree with us that you could use one. So, Ma'aseh ben Levi, there's a story, right? We're going to give you a proof story. Ma'aseh ben Levi, Shaholchu Litzor Eretz Moreh. It happened with the sons of Levi that they went to Tzoar, right? Tzoar is a city next to where Yericho is. So we called Yericho Eretz Moreh, Tzoar is also Eretz Moreh. Tzoar, Eretz Moreh. They went to Tzoar, the city of dates. They wanted to get dates, I guess. V'chol echa mimaderech. And on the way, one of them got sick. V'yaviyu b'pundak, and they left him in an inn. They brought him over to an inn, and they kind of parked him in the inn. They left him with the innkeeper and said, okay, you rest here. Rest and recuperate. And we'll come back for you, and we'll bring you some dates. Ubechazarasam, and on their way back, right, they came to the inn to check on their brother, and they said, hey, where's our brother? Amru lufundakis. They said to the female innkeeper, Ayei chalirinu, where is our brother? Amru lahem, she responded to them, Meis ukivartiv. While you were gone, he died, so I buried him. And even though this testimony is by a woman, and they allowed him to, the Chachamim allowed his wife to remarry, even though the testimony was by a single woman. So, Amrulo, so the Chachamim continue to Rabbi Kiva, V'lo tehei kohenes kepundakis. You know, you're saying that no woman is acceptable. And here we see even an innkeeper was acceptable. Shouldn't we at least accept an aristocratic wife of a Kohen? Right? The wife of the Kohen Gadol isn't believed? Right? If we believe a Pundakis, certainly we should believe every other Jewish woman. Right? So Rabbi Akiva responds, Amar Lehem, Kishitehe Pundakis Ne'emenes. Sure. When we believe the innkeeper, we will also believe the Kohenes. But we didn't believe the innkeeper in that case, and we would never believe the innkeeper. Hapundakis hotzia lehem maklo v'tarmilo. She took out for them, she produced his clothes and his pack. the Sefer Torah Shaya Biado, and she also produced his personal Sefer Torah that he carried with him. So, you know, these are not the kinds of things that somebody leaves behind. And so, therefore, since we had these actual objects of his, including a Sefer Torah, then that's what allowed us to believe her, not the fact that a woman said it. Now, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Akiva. The halacha follows the Chum, as we've seen in the last two prakim, that we do accept a single witness and even a non-kosher witness, a woman, a slave, a relative, and any non-kosher witness, as long as they are deemed to be reliable. And that brings us to the end of Maseches Yevamos. Salik, Maseches Yevamos. Congratulations to all those who made it with us through the entire Maseches Yevamos. It's a complex, though interesting, Masechta, and congratulations to all of you who made it through.